This is the Sue Free Show, talking about life, relationships, and achieving.
Do you wonder why you have to feel the things that hurt you? If there's a God who loves you, where is he now? Would you dare to believe that you still have a reason to sing? Cause the pain that you've been feeling, it can't compare to the joy that's coming. So hold on, you gotta wait for the light. Press on and just fight the good fight. Cause the pain that you've been feeling, it's just the dark before the morning.
Here's your host, Sue Freeze.
Here we are again, and I just feel so honored to be with you today. And today I want to talk about, this is the month of reform, and we were talking about in January reflect, February realize and recognize, and this month is on reform. And part of reform is understanding that you and your life affects other people. So it's important that you look at your life and say, okay, am I doing what I'm supposed to be doing for God? So because I'm in business and I'm a leader in business because I have 54 employees and my decisions affect not only my employees, but the families of those employees and maybe even extended beyond that. I have some employees that have family in Guatemala and in Mexico, and the money they make, they don't keep for themselves. They give half their money. They ship it over to their families to help support their families. And it's so amazing to me because they don't make a whole lot of money, and they do without because their responsibility and their love for their family is they feel that responsibility to work as a team and help their families survive. And sometimes it's even to that, to survive. So I belong to this group. I'm giving them a little plug here. It's a convene group, Business Performance, Eternal Perspective. It's an entrepreneurial program where I used to be involved in another program like this where, you know, business leaders, they're so often in their business, they're working on their business, in their business every day, that to take a day, a month away to work on the business is a huge sacrifice, but a huge rewards. And that's what Convene helps us do, is that it gives us a day to work on our business and maybe even work on ourselves personally, because as a leader, you are of influence. And the reason I'm bringing this up is that no matter where you are, in what walk of life you're in, you are a leader. And the rules or the laws that I'm going to talk about here, they do relate to you. I mean, they affect you. And so you can internalize these things even if you're not a boss, even if you're not a leader. You are, because you could be a brother, a father, anyone, not male, not female. Let's not even put it into that. No matter where you are in your life, you're a leader. So enough said on that. So I just want to say that nobody needs to turn off the station or turn off the show because they feel it doesn't help them, because this will help each and every person listening on this show. And you are listening to the Sue Free Show on our flagship station, KKLA 99.5. And you can stream on KKLA.com. Click on Listen Live, and you can hear us live. You also can go to Sue Free, spelt like fries, one word, .com. And you can listen to previous podcasts or previous shows and whatnot. Or you also can go on to Helping Hands, which is some, you know, lists of things that can help you. Or you can go to videos or TV, or there's all kinds of things on there. But get on there and get on my email list, because there's some benefit to doing that also. So would you follow you? That's the question. And I have said this in a previous show. In the end, it is leadership that decides the success or failure of an organization. And you could change the word organization to family, couldn't you? Weakness is any of the primary leadership laws can result in the failure of a plan, the project, the team, the organization, or even the family. So I have in front of me the 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership by John Maxwell. And so I wanted to share this with you because this is something that's impactful. And whenever we are reflecting and recognizing, and now reform, which is change, is that you have to look at where you are, where you've been, where you are, and where you want to go. So simply stated, leadership equals influence, and we all influence. Times change, technology marches on, knowledge increases, cultures vary from region to region, but the principles of leadership remain. They are irrefutable. I invite you to keep these handy and ask yourself daily how to be better influencers based on these guidelines. So the first law is the law of the lid. Any organization or family is limited in its growth by the growth of the leader. Now, in a family, a biblical family, the leader is the father, and the mother is the supporter and the responder. If the leader has capacity and is growing, the organization or the family will follow. If the leader is limited and not growing, the organization or family will stagnate. People will only follow leaders greater than themselves. That's how leaders grow. Is your organization capped? Very good question, isn't it? You are listening to The Sue Free Show on our flagship station, KKLA 99.5. The law of influence is number two. Leadership is influence. The author points out a story about how the royal family of England and all of its circumstance was unable to garner the attention that Princess Diana seemed to bask in naturally. She connected with the people. I love that word, connect. Having once been a kindergarten teacher, she obviously cared for the people and nurtured the masses as much as was in her power. She built relationships with politicians and heads of state and was a catalyst spokesperson for fundraising on a number of humanitarian causes. AIDS research and leprosy were notable causes she heralded. She met with members of the Clinton administration to gain support for the Oslo conference, banning landmines, and put the issue on the world agenda. She lost her title, but her influence continued on while the royal family declined. Her funeral services were broadcast on television and the BBC radio and were translated into 44 languages to an audience. Wow. No one really refers to her as a leader, yet that's what she ultimately was. The myths of leadership are management, entrepreneurship, knowledge, pioneerism, and position, but it's really about influence. If you think you are a leader, yet no one is following you, you are merely out for a walk. Leadership is influence. That's funny. So what did we learn just from that? The law of influence is connecting with people. And we need to connect with people. How do you do that? How do you connect with people? I'm a dancer. And with dancing, the connection is in the hand. But it's not only in the hand, but a lot of it is having to do with the hand. The other connection is on the back. The leader will have his hand on the back. And he can move his hand from one side to the other to get the follower to move in any direction. The hand is a guide, but the actual leading of it is from the hand on the back. So it's amazing the connection that you can feel when it feels right. You can have too strong of a connection. You can have too weak, like a loopy noodle, just like a handshake sometime. Have you ever had a handshake with somebody and their hand is just like a wet noodle? Oh my gosh, that is like the most irritating thing in the world for me. I'm a businesswoman, and so a lot of times the man will shake my hand and it's like they're afraid to hurt me. And then there's other people that shake too hard and it really does hurt, and I let them know it hurts. So, you know, one of the things that I do for the gentlemen and women that come through my company is I teach them how to shake hands. That sounds silly, but it's a connection. It's a connection, and we do it without even knowing that we're doing it. So connection's really, really important. So if you were going to define connection, eye contact is important. Learning who the person is and how the person feels, that's connecting. There's people out there that don't understand connection. And if you are in a situation that you have to be in any kind of relationship, which is each one of us, none of us are hermits, I don't think, we have to connect. And the more comfortable we get in connection and learning about the other person, the easier these relationships are going to become. You are listening to The Sue Free Show on our flagship station, KKLA 99.5. The third irrefutable law of leadership is the law of process. Leadership growth happens daily, not in a day. That's good. It's a lot like long-term investment. If you continually invest in leadership, your skills will continue to increase. So it's a constant thing. It's not something where you just do it one time and you're done. You know, this is something where you do it daily. So you have to understand that it's a journey. Life is a journey. These lessons are journeys, and they're fun. You don't have to always be focused only on the goal, even though we have to be focused on the goal, because if you don't know what the goal is, you don't know when you've arrived. So you have to know what the goal is, but the journey is just equally important. It's as equally important as getting there. You are listening to The Sue Freeze Show on our flagship station, KKLA 99.5. Build on the previous day's progress. The phases of leadership go as follows. Number one, I don't know what I don't know. I know what I don't know. I grow and know, and it starts to show. I simply go because of what I know. You may not see progress tomorrow, but you will see progress as time goes on. After 20 years of investing, people will ask you how you became such a great leader. It's a daily process of learning and practicing these laws. Isn't that good? Now, that's not only for business, is it? That's for our families. That's for our mother-daughter relationships, our mother-son, our father, you know, sister-brother relationships. It's everything. We are learning. And part of the learning process is asking those tough questions. Do you have the ability to ask the question and actually listen to what is being said to you? Because you know what? It's tough to listen, but I'll tell you what, the reward is so crucial. Ask those closest to you those tough questions. Here's one that I've said in the past, and I'm going to say it again because you might be a new tune-in listener, and you are listening to The Sue Freeze Show on our flagship station, KKLA 99.5. I want you to be able to find that. If you're not sure where you are, that's where you are. But ask yourself, or ask your whoever it is that you want to know, ask them this question: how am I doing in our relationship? And if you were going to rate me from 1 to 5 or 1 to 10, whatever you want, what would you rate me? And then be quiet and let them respond. And don't get defensive, because you're probably going to be shocked. And if you think you're an 8 and they're telling you a 5, the next question is how can I get that 5 to an 8 or to a 9? Let's not even go for the 10 yet, because that's perfection. So let's just go for a 9, even an 8. I mean, if you've got 2 or 3, you know, numbers to go, then I don't know how far I would go up the ladder. I would just take it in segments, you know. How can I? What do I need to do to get this from this to this? And it doesn't matter what relationship you're in. If you ask that question, that person that's on the other end, if they're going to be honest, which you hope they will be, and you ask them to be honest, and don't let them feel safe that they can tell you the truth, because you want the truth, don't you? If you ask the question, want the truth, let them be honest with you, because that's where you're going to have the biggest growth. And without honesty in a relationship, you have nothing. You have nothing if you don't have honesty. You need to be able to be honest, and it has to be a safe place, or you're never going to get what you really want, which is that intimacy, that closeness that you can only find when you can truly be you and know that you're going to be valued and loved even though you're you. It's a wonderful place to be. And there's a lot of people out there listening that don't experience that, and maybe they never will, because part of it is you have to open up and be vulnerable, swallow your pride, eat that humility, be that humility, and let yourself feel a little pain. Little pain, little gain. Is the pain worth a gain? Man, it is for me. Number 4, the law of navigation. Leaders chart the course, managers steer the ship. That's good too. Leaders, okay? Husband's supposed to be the leader, right? So manager, would that be the mother? Steer the ship, like the house, right? They steer the ship, but the leader, the husband, chart the course. I know some of you don't like this layered thing, okay? But biblically, just like I learned this in business, you have a board of directors, all right? In a board of directors, there are not two presidents. There's one president. And the president has to make the final say. Now, listen to me carefully, husbands. Just listen to this. Is that because you're put in the responsibility of being the headship or the leader of the family, it doesn't mean that you just say to everybody, just do what I say and I don't even have to listen to you. That's not what it's saying, because it says submit one to another in Ephesians 5. Read the whole chapter. It doesn't say, wives, respect your husbands. submit to your husbands. It doesn't only say that. It does say that. And it's important that, wives, we do that. But it also has more to say. So don't just pick one scripture out of it and use it. Read the whole scripture. Read that whole chapter of Ephesians 5, of what it says. But with that, what I'm saying is, husbands, you have the headship. Just like presidents, you have the final say. But isn't it important? I know for me, in my board of directors or my key staff, my management team, we come together in a group and I ask the question, what do you think about this? What do you think we should do about this? And I get everybody's input. Why? Because two heads are better than one. 10 heads are better than one. And to get everybody's take on it gives you a better understanding. And as a headship, as the president, as the husband, don't you want as much information as possible to make the best decision possible? Don't you want that? If you don't, I think you should. You are listening to The Sue Freeze Show on our flagship station, KKLA 99.5. Okay, so what we've discussed so far, we were talking about the 21 irrefutable laws of leadership. And what I was saying is that leadership, whether you're in the home or you're in business, the laws are the laws. So everybody listening can relate to this. They can utilize this and it can change your life. And the whole show is about reform, meaning change. And so I'm helping you by giving you tools or laws that are in effect. And when we gain understanding, it helps us to have the broader picture. It's like looking at the big picture. Sometimes people, you only see what you see. And in the horse community, I say, you know, I only know what I know, and what you don't know can hurt you. And with my horse, what I realized is that the more I learned, the more I didn't know. Does that make sense? I hope it does, because it sure did to me, is that the more I learned about horsemanship and horses, the more I learned I did not know, and the more I needed to learn. So it's like it kept opening bigger and bigger avenues of lessons. So in all things in life, it's like we have this world and it looks like this, but as you learn more about it, the world gets bigger and bigger and bigger. So it's important that we understand that, so that when I was going, this is another section of this is going the other direction, is that when you are going through repair, when you are going through healing in your own relationship and you're working with someone that can help you with this healing, the Lord's wanting to heal you all the time. But when you seek godly counsel and you're learning healing, I describe it like an onion. And a lot of the times what happens is that you can't cut the onion down the middle when you're working on healing. It's like you're taking layers off, one layer at a time. And as you're learning about yourself and why you believe what you believe and the things that have happened to you and all this stuff, it's like an onion and you're just peeling back one layer at a time, because God won't give us more than we can handle. Because if he did, we might not be able to handle it. We might just say, I can't take this, and I can't do it anymore. So as he is gentle with us and he allows us to experience and express and learn more about these things, it's like an onion and you just peel it one layer at a time. And it's amazing. It's like when you read the Bible and you can read a scripture. I know I've heard this so many times. You read scripture and then you read it like even 6 months from now. You are not in the same place, because maybe a couple of those layers of that onion have peeled off, and maybe you've made some changes and you reformed and you've made some changes that have changed where you are in your life. You read that scripture again and it's going to have a whole new, probably deeper meaning than it did the last time you read it. And that's a good thing. That means there's growth, and it means that you're not stagnant. It means that you're moving towards and getting more intimate with the Lord. That's all a good thing. So in retrospect, and as an overview of what we're talking about, is we're talking about the 21 irrefutable laws of leadership that affect us all. And what they were, in summary, the law of the lid, the law of influence, and we talked about Princess Diana and her influence. The law of process, meaning that growth happens daily, not in a day. I love that. And then the law of navigation. The leader needs to research, plan, consider risks, experiences of others, wise counsel, and knowledge available in research. Like I said about the board of directors or my company with my employees and my management team, exposing your team to the perils of failure is not excusable if you have failed to navigate with diligence. Do you anticipate what can go wrong? Do you leave things to chance? Do you get wise counsel? Good leaders do. I try to always have plan B. You know, you have plan A and you have plan B. And if plan A doesn't work, then you got plan B to fall back on. And you don't have to rely so much on yourself because you have a team of people that you're working with. Now, as a father and as a husband, you know, you've got a lot on your shoulders and you've got your family and they are relying on you to make smart, diligent, godly decisions. How are you doing in that department? And if you need help, do you know the resources? Do you know where you can go to get guidance? Because you know what? You're not alone. And there's other fathers and there's other people out there that have similar situations. And you could find where they are. Church is a wonderful place to find other people that are struggling and whatnot. And you know, there's something to be said about that because the people at church are not afraid. Some of them are. They're putting on the face and making it look like everything's okay when it's really not. I was one of those, so I can relate to that too. But in church, people are there because they're saying, you know what, I'm not all that. And you know what, I want to be guided and I want to learn more and I want to be more and I want to do more. That's what the people in church, that's why they're there. Most of the time, that's why they're there. There's hurting people. And you know, all of us are hurting. There is nobody that's not hurting somewhere in their lives. There is no one that I've met that has it totally all together. Seriously, they might look like they do on the outside, and there's people that have more money and less money, and there's people that have more things and less things and whatnot. That doesn't make them happy. That's not what makes us happy. It's not the things that makes us happy. It's how we feel about ourselves and those that are around us. Do you feel loved? Do you feel like loving? Are you loving people or are you judging people? Good question, isn't it? The next law is the law of E.F. Hutton. Do you remember that commercial? Influential leaders have a built-in audience. People want to hear what they have to say. In many circumstances, it is not the leader that people are paying attention to, but another person who commands the respect of the group. We see this in boardrooms, offices, factories, and shipping docks. It is imperative that you gain control of things by managing the leaders under you in order to set the tone and culture of your organization or business. But you can't start unless you realize this law is in effect. The key factors that create this kind of respect are character, relationships, knowledge, intuition, experience, past success, and ability. It's all about respect for the speaker. Remember the point? Leadership equals influence. Lose respect, lose influence. Lose leadership, simple. Number 6, the law of solid ground. Before springing difficult news on your followers, consider their ability to trust you and your judgments regarding the issue. Most followers need to be walked through big decisions prior to hearing news. Gather the key leaders, cast the vision, answer questions, guide them through, get their ideas and buy-in. The reassurance that comes from allowing the followers to process with you can be the difference between success and failure. Careful not to create a reason not to trust. Character makes trust possible. It communicates to the follower a basis for trust. What is the history between you and your followers? Do you run roughshod over them? Do they get a say? Do you look out for number one? Do you apologize when you make mistakes? Have you built an account with their trust to draw from? Deplete that account and you're done. Make lots of deposits. You'll always be on solid ground. Isn't that great? And those same things go for you as a person in any relationship. Do you say you're sorry? When you make a mistake, do you say you're sorry? If you don't, start now. If that's the one change you're going to make, if that's the reform for this week, then make it that. If you make a mistake, say you're sorry. You will be amazed at how much that affects those around you, and you're going to build a relationship because they know that you're not all that, that you make mistakes too, because everybody does. Until next week, I just want to say, make a difference today. Make a difference. Make yourself a blessing to someone today. It's going to make you feel better, and it's going to do something wonderful for someone else. So we will be right back with more of the Sue Free Show on KKLA 99.5.
They're called the stealth bugs of the insect world, termites, every homeowner's nightmare. But a lot of KKLA listeners don't lose a moment of sleep over termites because of Ecola Termite and Pest Control. They are California's leading ecological alternative termite control company. You see, Ecola gets rid of termites by using family-friendly, poison-free alternatives like Electrogun that seeks out and eliminates the little rascals, microwave process for small areas, and their new Ecola Heat using clean, hot air for entire walls. No embarrassing circus tent over your home. No poison gas, no bagging your food, or moving out for a couple of days. Ecola Termite and Pest Control gets rid of termites effectively and quickly. So, call E-COLA at 800-332-BUGS, 800-332-BUGS. E-COLA, powerful termite and pest control as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their two-year warranty. Call 800-332-BUGS. This is the Sue Freeze Show.
You know, I just feel so blessed today. Do you feel blessed today? I feel so blessed today. And you know, we are to be a blessing to people when we come in contact with them. And I'm just going to encourage each one of you right now, during this day and during every day when you wake up, just say to God, God, make me a blessing to someone today. Just make me a blessing to someone today. And He'll show you the way. He'll show you the person that you need to be a blessing. And you'll be amazed that you won't just be one blessing. You'll be multitude of blessings to multitude of people if you have the mindset that you want to be a blessing. We're called to be servants. Are you a servant? If you're a servant, you look for opportunities to serve. So are you serving? Today we're going to talk about the 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership by John Maxwell. Are you a leader? You might not think you are, but you are. Being a leader, we're all affecting people just by our facial expressions, by our actions, by our words. And so we're all leaders to some degree. So I'm going over the 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership by John Maxwell. And I've already gone through the first six. So if you didn't catch it, what you can do is you can listen to the show via podcast on Sue Freeze, one word, spelt like fries, .com. And you can go on there and you can hear the entire thing. And also, I welcome and encourage you to share these podcasts with other people that you might think could glean some knowledge, some help for whatever life is bringing their way. So continuing on, we all have life experiences. And part of this show is about experiencing sharing our experiences with other people. Because when we do that, when we don't close up and not let people in, but when we allow ourselves to be vulnerable, when we allow ourselves to be transparent, what happens is that you open a door for others to receive maybe some hope, some knowledge of how something they might be going through that you're not even aware of even. But something they're going through, that something you say or the way you say it is going to trigger something in them. The Holy Spirit might grab a hold and change this person. This person could be changed because of you opening up and serving another person. And isn't that what we're called to do? We're called to love one another and we're called to help and serve one another. And if you ask God to guide you in that and ask God to show you who needs your help. When you go into church or when you go and sit down somewhere, just ask God to seat you. Don't seat in that normal seat. Don't seat where you're comfortable. Get a little uncomfortable. It's fun to get a little uncomfortable. Let God be the guide. Give Jesus the wheel. Let Him tell you where to sit. And when you sit, you're going to be amazed at what happens because you can sit with expectation to receive what God has for you, but also what you can give. Because the true joy comes from giving, not receiving. I don't know about you, but if you've ever experienced that, you know what I'm talking about. And if you haven't, boy, are you going to be excited when you do experience that. So I've gone through 1 through 6, and now we're going to start with 7. And 7 is the law of respect. And what we're talking about is leadership. And don't turn the dial because you don't think you're a leader. Because you know what? Each one of us, even you, are a leader. Because somebody is watching you and watching how you handle things, watching how you speak, watching your body language. And you are making a difference to this person or these people, whether you like it or not. So understand that you are a leader and we're called to be ambassadors for Christ. So you are a leader. And the law of respect is this. I'm going to read what John Maxwell has here. No matter what your circumstances, you can increase your leadership potential. There are many stories of leaders of humble circumstances being followed by high-level people because of their leadership collateral. This is no random accident. It is due to leadership. Leaders in the ranks seek out a leader to follow. Even leaders need leaders. Jesus needed God. Strong leadership is a tractor beam for leaders under you in your organization. Weak leadership causes strong leaders to seek leadership elsewhere. Ever wonder where your best leaders went? They may not be candid when they leave, but chances are they left to find a stronger leader. Ouch, that could hurt some of us just thinking about that. But you know what? That's okay. By understanding that gives us reason and gives us a chance to get better at being a better leader, a stronger leader. You have to know what it takes to be a strong leader, and that's what we're talking about. We can keep stronger leaders if we invest in our leadership growth and avoid damaging our equity by failing to exhibit character when it really counts. You know, some people in my business at Ecola, they come in and they'll get a title, and they think the title demands respect. And what I find from people is they really want to have a leader. They really want to follow, but they need to be respected too. So there's a mutual respect, and it's how we treat people. And if you don't have a relationship and you don't understand each individual person, you need to learn about each individual person, and that takes a little time. In the process, yes, we are to respect authority, but you can lose it if you don't treat it with respect. So what this is saying in my what I read here for the law of respect is that to be respected, you need to be respectful. And also to be a leader that someone wants to follow, it's someone that has character, that people see something in you that's different. They see something where, wow, I want to learn more about that person, or I want to learn more about how they come up with their thought process. Biblical principles to live by, to work by. And I find that that's very helpful in business and at home. You know, husbands, you know, you're called to be the leader. And to be a strong leader, you need to get help sometimes. You need to get guidance. And the Bible is the rule book for life. It is the game book. Whenever you're playing a game, you need to have the rules so you know how to play the game. And the rule book for life is the Bible. And it does give you keys on how to be that leader and how to be respectful and respected. You are listening to The Sue Free Show on our flagship station, KKLA 99.5. And we are discussing the 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership by John Maxwell. The law of respect is to be respectful and to learn how to be a bigger and better leader. A lot of that has to do with being a servant. Wasn't Jesus a servant? And he was a leader, but he led by serving, didn't he? Number 8 is the law of intuition. This is interesting. A good leader has good intuition. Now, they say that women have intuition, that men lack this. I don't agree. What I've seen in the business world, because I deal with a lot of men, is that men want to be hunters and they want to be conquerors. And sometimes they don't listen to that inner voice as much as maybe they need to. So a good leader has good intuition. Good instincts keep a leader out of trouble. Great leaders see what others cannot around corners. They can make changes or take steps with little warning or evidence. The best kind of intuition is informed intuition, and this is in bold because that is so true. A leader's intuition can lead him to failure as well as success. So information and experience are priceless in this regard. A leader armed with intuition and information will be a great decision maker, both agile and confident. Now again, remember, this could be a husband. It could be a ministry. It could be the president or CEO, CFO of a company. Wherever your role is, it's important to be informed. I always say I don't like surprises, and I like to be informed because it's hard to make a good decision. In my company, when a person comes to me with an issue, I always say there's three sides to every story. And it's important for me as the leader to gather as much information as I can in order to make an educated decision. So, an intuition is, what does your heart say? What does your gut say? And a lot of times there's these very difficult decisions. And, you know, a lot of the times when you're a leader, you have to make a prompt decision. Something is urgent, or you have to make a decision on the cuff. But then there's other times where you don't need to do that. So I encourage you to take the time to take a breath, to get as much information as you possibly can before you say anything, and pray on it. You know, let it go overnight. A good leader leads with leadership bias. He sees things through the lens of a leader. He reads the situation. It says he here, he or she. You either naturally see it or you can be nurtured to see it. Otherwise, you'll never see it. Sometimes a leader may have good information and bad intuition. This will lead him or her to danger. Others have good intuition and bad information. This will cause him or her to under or overestimate a situation. But good intuition and good information will certainly lead to success one decision at a time. Always back up the way you feel with objectivity and then go with your gut. That's such good advice. And our experiences, we pull on them. You know, what you've gone through in your life, difficult decisions you've made in the past and how they turned out. You know, did you lack asking one question? Did you lack thinking about it or praying about it before you made a decision? As a man, you know, part of this is, you know, submitting one to another and asking your significant other their opinion, whether it's a husband or a wife to the other. It's important that we ask the questions to get information that's going to help make the best decision for everybody involved. It's a big responsibility, and people in leadership should not take that lightly, but it's very important to be informed. You are listening to The Sue Free Show on our flagship station, KKLA 99.5. Number 9 is the law of magnetism. You don't attract the leaders you want. You attract the leader you are. Isn't that an interesting thing? When you feel compelled to complain about the leaders under you, think again. Perhaps your leadership needs shoring as well. Beware also of the one-sided teams. Staff to your weaknesses so you can remain in your strengths. Make sure your team has plenty of variety and people who can express their differing views without fear. It's very important for people to feel like what they have to say matters. So as a leader, you need to welcome that. And part of that is being transparent and vulnerable yourself to open that door to where, you know, like I say, no question is a bad question, except for the one you don't ask. I learned that, I think, in the second grade with a second grade teacher, maybe fourth grade. But isn't that the truth? You know, it's the question that's not asked that could cause the problem. So another thing I've realized in my working world is, and my personal life, and I don't know about you, ask yourself this question, is when someone irritates you, if something somebody does irritates you or really gets underneath your skin, ask yourself if you could possibly have that same trait. And if you do, you need to get the log out of your own eye and not worry about the speck in the other person's eye. Focus on you. Look at the person in the mirror and work on what you can work on, because you cannot fix another person until you work on yourself. So start with you first. Regardless of where you are in life, start with you first. And magnetism is just being humbled. Have a humble spirit. Be teachable. It's so important. You are listening to The Sue Free Show on our flagship station, KKLA 99.5. You can stream on kkla.com, click on Listen Live, or you can go to Sue Free's, spelt like fries, one word, .com, and you can listen to our podcasts and share the podcast and go on there and get on my email list, because I have things to offer there on helping hands and videos and all kinds of things. We're also simulcasted in Santa Barbara, Santa Maria, and San Diego. Isn't that amazing? So exciting. We're still on the law of magnetism. If you have strong leadership characteristics, you will attract people with strong leadership characteristics. The author told the story of the Dallas Cowboys, America's team, Tom Landry and Roger Staubach, combined to exhibit so much leadership that the team was unstoppable. The ranks of the Cowboys were full of followers with great character. But once Jerry Jones took over, he appointed Barry Switzer to lead the team. The story includes arrests of teammates and even the coach for attempting to carry a handgun on a plane. So it trickles downhill. Jerry Jones, the Maverick, who is known for going outside the acceptable rules and guidelines, has a team of players who follow suit. If you want strong players with great character, be a strong example. Number 10, the law of connection. A leader touches a heart before he asks for a hand. I love that. You cannot lead people who don't connect with you. Once a leader has a trust connection with his followers, they will do almost anything for him or her. Until that connection is made, followers will balk. Consider the Dole-Clinton presidential campaign. Bob Dole was uninspiring, dull, and cold. I'm reading this from John Maxwell's book. By contrast, Bill Clinton appeared on Arsenio wearing sunglasses and played the saxophone for the nation to see. He appeared to be warm and normal, like us. A long time later, Bob Dole appeared on Saturday Night Live in humorous commercials after he had lost the campaign. He finally let his hair down some and people saw the person inside. Too late, Bill Clinton had won the battle of connection. The leader should always, in bold, use MBWA or W4C, management by wandering around or walk the four corners, as a tool to become more aware of employees and their problems. It allows them to connect with you. Once connected, they will follow you much more readily. At Southwest Airlines, Herb Keller set the tone and culture by connecting with the team, giving them all the impression he knew them personally. I have stories to tell about this. I went to Long Beach State, where my daughter was going to attend, and she did attend college. And the president there at the time had been there for quite a while. And he made such a point, I don't remember the population, the enrollment of that school, but it was huge. But he made such a point to say to each student, he said this, he said, if you see me walking down the hall, which means he did walk down the halls, every day he did, and you say hi to me, don't be upset if I ask you your name after the first time I ask you, because I want to know your name. And he'd look the kids in the eyes and say, now, what was your name? And then the students at the end of the year would comment about him knowing their name and how important that name and him knowing their name was. So it's really important to walk the four corners. My company, when I first purchased it quite a while ago, Jack Forster, the president and owner of the company, he said to me, he said, right now, you're in a separate building than all of your staff because we have a call center and there's numerous people in the call center and everybody comes through there to get their paperwork and to answer phones. And he said, one thing you need to do besides everything else you do is four times a day, you have to get out of your desk, get out of this building, go into the next building and walk through the building. And you need to say hi to people. You need to make contact with people, ask them how their day is, ask them what's going on, see if there's anything you can do to help them. And when you do that, you're going to connect with your people. And I listened to him, and I have done that ever since. And I have to tell you, it has made a world of difference for me. So what that's saying is, let's say you're not a president of a company. Let's say you're in ministry. What did I just say? What does the book say? It's saying to connect with the people that you're working with. Connect with the people that you want to have relationship with. It's difficult to do, but whether you text, you can make connection via text, via phone call, via email, or my favorite is face-to-face. But making that connection on a daily basis is imperative to leadership, imperative to making a difference to the people that you care about and that you want to influence. So take the time, even though there were times where I'm like, oh, I have so much to do. I don't want to get up. I don't want to walk over there. I knew by doing so, I learned so much and they felt that I cared because I did. And so that's really, truly important. Our children, same thing. We need to make connection with our children daily. I was told a long time ago when I went to a parent-child class that it's important to not only make verbal contact, but to make skin contact with your kids. Now that sounds funny, but your kids need to have their hand held, a hug, a rub on their back, touching their toes, touching their hair. They need skin contact every day. There's premature babies in hospitals, and it's been proven that those that have been touched in those incubators have a much greater success rate of living than those that don't get handled. So take that for what it's worth. Have that contact with your children. And you know what? No matter what age we are all children. We're God's children. And we all need to be connected. Connection is probably my favorite word. It's just to be connected. And that means something different to each individual person. It's just like the love languages. You know, there's different languages that get spoken, and you need to learn what the languages are with the people that you're involved with. And that's a video, shameless commercial. You can go to SueFries.com and watch the video where I'm on a unicycle, and it talks about the love languages. And that has helped more people. I've gotten more response on that one video than almost anything else that I've done in the 2 years I've been doing this show. So help yourself to that video. It's really informative. But with that, quality time, touching, talking, very important to have that connection. So make that connection with those that you care about. You are listening to The Sue Freeze Show on our flagship station, KKLA 99.5. The next one we're going to get into is number 11, and it's the law of the inner circle. Every leader's potential is affected by the people he keeps closest. When you have the right staff and team, your potential skyrockets. There is no such thing as a great leader who is a lone ranger. Ronald Reagan surrounded himself with the best leaders and advisors available. In order to gain the best payback for your investment in your company, first invest your inner circle team. Use the 80-20 rule. Your investment in your team will create 80% of the results. You want to see? Grow their leadership and you will grow your success. In order to gain the best payback for your investment in your company, first invest in your inner circle team. Use the 80-20 rule. Your investment in your team will create 80% of the results you want to see. Grow their leadership and you will grow your success. Never stop improving your inner circle. With my company, I have multiple employees. I think 54 right now at Ecola. And there are, every 2 weeks we have payroll. And every 2 weeks I look at every single person. I look at how long they've been there. I look at when their last raise was. I look at how much they're making. And I look at attendance. I look at the things that matter. Who's invested, who's put time in, who's come and talked to me, you know, these things. And there's individuals, I put a star next to their name. And these stars are my inner circle. It's the people that I hold dearest. And the reason is because they hold me dear and they care about the company, and that is shown by their actions. So those are the people that I invest in the most. So it's important that you know who those people are. Same thing goes here with, you know, your children or whatnot is, you know, you are known by those you hang with, and you will become those that you hang with. So I always told my children, choose your friends, don't let them choose you. And that goes for all of us, doesn't it? Put the people around you that you want to become like, that you want to emulate. Those are the ones that you want to hang with, because you will become more like them. It's like birds when they fly together. Birds of a feather flock together. My mom used to say that. So I just want to say now, before we go any further, it's important that you understand that you have influence and that what you do with that matters. Be vulnerable. Say you're sorry. Ask people for how you can improve. And until next week, God bless you. God bless you so much. I'm so thankful that we got to spend this time together. Be a blessing to someone today.
Forgiven and loved. Child, you're forgiven and loved. Child, you're forgiven and child, you are loved. Child, you're forgiven and loved.
The Sue Freeze Show is sponsored by Ecola Termite and Pest Control Services. It's that time of the year when bugs multiply like crazy, and they start looking for a home, your home. Ants, spiders, fleas, earwigs, termites, and a lot of other creepy crawly critters, even rats and other varmints. It's time to call Ecola Termite and Pest Control Services. They offer complete ecological pest control of rodents and insects. Ecola has one-time services, ongoing monthly services, their most popular and economical every other month service, and even quarterly service for occasional pest problems. Ecola keeps rats and mice out and eliminates insects in their nests. It's the most effective way. And their termite control is legendary. So call Ecola today for a free estimate of complete pest and termite control at 800-332-BUGS. 800-332-BUGS. Ecola, powerful termite and pest control services as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their 2-year warranty. Call 800-332-BUGS.